The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Fourteen plus two, so 16.
She did 16 points of damage with that arrow.
Okay.
Point blank.
It is bloody now.
Take that.
Ragnar.
I thought I re-rolled it.
Shift forward. Come back here.
This is quite the little shifting dance you guys have.
Hurt shield strike. 14. That will miss, I think.
Versus what?
AC.
Miss. Rogar.
Free fight back. I don't have anything terribly useful right now.
Swing.
Yeah, I'm just swinging my normal weapon. The 10.
10 misses.
Are you sure? I could add a 0. They say you can always do that in math. It doesn't matter. So that's at 100.
Do I hit with that?
But that's only if you use a decimal point.
I put a decimal somewhere. I'll put it after the 0. I done good in math class.
I'm bummed. I'm just going to wait and be able to get up tomorrow morning and take a bunch of
I'll get you up.
She's got a kettle prop.
All right.
Little did she know.
We are back to the top. The sharpshooter shifts back forward, and the other guy moves forward one. Again.
Little bit closer. Come on. I can almost reach you with my warhammer.
Yeah, that guy rolled a, like a 4 on his percentage. He's like, hey, we're doing pretty good. Belgaron's still around. And
wait till he backs up one.
Hey, Belgaron, look what... Where the fuck that fat bastard going? All right, a critical 26 spear on.
I'm immune to criticals. So I'm on.
Oh, really?
You're about to drop, aren't you?
Yep, back down I go.
Okay, that's going to be 8 points of damage. And are you down now?
No, no.
Okay. You're what, 2 hit points?
No, I've got 6.
Okay.
6.
And you're dazed.
He just hit me so hard. It's just
being dazed, you grant combat advantage. You can take either a standard, a move, or a minor action. You can't take immediate actions or opportunity actions, and you cannot flank an enemy.
So I'll put that underneath him.
So I stand here and weep because obviously I've done something to offend the warden because he's not here to protect me.
I'll leave it. That's it right now.
The randomly Scottish warden. Okay. The sharpshooter twang with a 16 will miss, but
he'll miss
again. That time with a 24.
That'll hit.
I think barely hits you.
Yeah, I got a 22 right now.
For 8 points of damage.
Still up, not even bloodied.
And the lovely Drake that's left.
You do have a second wind, don't you?
Yeah. No, I've got plenty of healing surges.
Yeah, I don't think you guys have even, any of you, used second in this combat. The guard drake tries to don't bite on Delta. 16 versus AC.
Nope.
Alrighty. Belladonna.
Kill it! Squish it good!
You can do it.
Nice!
You're doing?
Claws.
Okay. Well,
you want to know what his verse is?
Well, no, you'll hit. You just said, oh, it's my turn, and you rolled the die.
What'd you do? Grasping claws. You do max damage, so you do 11 points of damage.
And he's slowed again, if he's still alive.
Okay. And you're doing it on the Drake?
Drake.
Oh, plus 2 if I get 2 to my damage, too.
Yes. Well, no, it's just to your attack.
Okay.
What is your max damage?
11.
Still up. Give me another attack using that same attack roll.
I got a 1.
No, you didn't. I told you, I was saving it for a critical failure.
That would be a...
Okay. And you basically rip out its eyes.
I rip out its eyes,
so it's
huh?
Permanently blind.
You're like, ha!
So now it's just...
The claws go right in the face.
Break eyes. Oh!
What's going on?
Who the hell are these people? She dances around with its eyes. We're all just kind of looking at her.
Yes, it's going...
She hopped up on his back. She's like, ha-ha! We're all going.
Except for
Bob, who's like,
I'm open, throw one over here.
Oh. Alrighty.
Is it my turn?
It is Belda's turn.
Alright. Since he's now blinded, can I move out of his threatened space?
Yes.
Make it dead.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, what have I done back here? Why?
One dwarf is good enough. You gain a healing surge plus 3.
That's 11. Puts me at 14. I'm no longer blue.
And then I'm going to action point. I don't know if that's going to hit. Does a 16 hit?
Does a 16 hit? What are you attacking with?
Goblin.
16 does not hit. That misses.
Okay.
Versus AC, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he will go over. Since it's no longer really a threat, he'll go over and start stabbing the Drake with his javelin. His last javelin that he's holding now. Oh, jeez.
A lot.
22 versus AC.
That will definitely hit the Drake.
Just say it every shot.
8 points of damage.
8. Okay, he kills the Drake.
Yay, of course! He stabs it 8 times.
Stab! Skewer!
Then he starts eating the Drake.
Drake on a stick!
Home.
I'm not gonna be pretty when it comes back out.
And it always comes back out.
He starts marking the course. Carry on, it's your turn.
Put out the token. He marked it.
Gross.
Kayla, do you have a token for nauseated in here?
You can't see this. You're around the corner.
Well, no, for everybody else who could actually see it.
She's the only one that was watching.
Careful attack.
Right now, I don't care that much. I'm half animal myself.
19 to hit him.
You didn't pluck out his eyes.
19 to hit him will hit him.
Utah.
7. 9.
Alright, he's still up.
Is he bloodied?
Nope.
Damn.
This is like the first time he's been hit.
Yep.
I can dream, can't I?
Ragnar.
Shift forward.
This little dance you two are doing.
That's it.
It's two.
I got no bonus.
He shifts back one because he missed.
So there's this ice powder across the floor.
No one's answering him anymore.
Rogar.
But for sometimes you have to save yourself. I cannot save you.
That was a commander strike.
I cannot save you.
That is
a lot.
18.
That will hit.
You get to add 4 to your damage.
12 plus
4.
16.
He is bloody, but he is still up.
And I'm no longer dead.
Back to the top.
Oh, he's facing the wrong way.
Oh, it's humping him.
The family show.
Hell, it is.
Oh, yeah, it's not. Well, the warrior is going to try to skewer you with a spear again.
Which you?
Yeah, doesn't matter. He gets a 10.
The invisible person next to him.
He goes, I meant to do that. As you can see from that wall over there, it's really hurting. Don't mess with me.
The sharpshooter takes a shot. 27.
That'll hit.
10 points of damage.
Okay, I am now bloodied.
Did you already use your temporary hit points?
Yeah.
Back into the room here, going, it's now Belladonna's turn. And he's actually going,
do the same spell on him as you did on Bill. Boom!
I can't. That was an encounter.
That would be funny, nice. Though. Crit. He transports to a different dimension. He's right there, getting torn apart by demons.
Depends on what you define as torn apart.
Ew. They are demons, you know. Anyway.
We decided since my keywords and my weld shape are polymorph and primal, anything else that has primal in it, I can use.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I think it's supposed to be these, but then up here. You can use it. It's okay, I'm easy.
Okay.
Yes, you are. You're slut.
I'm going to attempt a storm spike on him. It's a range 10, I think.
Earth Spike and Shield Spike hasn't worked on. Let's go ahead and do Storm Spike instead.
You gotta round them all out. Try all the elements.
It worked.
Wow.
This is versus Reflex.
So at least you're 22.
22.
That went.
D8 plus 3.
You can do it.
8
points of damage to him.
He dies.
Come on!
Squish.
Here you go.
Belda, you're up.
Here's the other one.
I'm going to shift. Yeah. Invigorating it.
Duck.
There we go. That'd be a 22.
A 22 will hit the Goblin Warrior.
And that is 12 points of damage.
The Goblin Warrior dies.
Sorry. I would not have stabbed you, I promise. It's very dull.
Trundle. Hey, what's happening back here, guys?
What the hell have you been doing?
There was a group of goblins over there.
Goblins? You do a group?
Yeah.
I think he was dancing with them.
Oh, he hates me.
Well, yeah.
Quark comes over. Still bragging on the corpse of the drake.
Oh, I'll go through and do healing to whoever needs it.
I'll run through two healing checks.
Pretty much everybody.
22 hit points.
It's an extra d6. Mm-hmm. You provide. Roll the d6.
What? When you grow one?
A yell. There's a six. You want to take that one?
Well, we're resting after this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
No.
I'm not going anywhere. I'll get at least a little bit of rest. I'm kind of tapped out.
Yeah, I don't know much about that. I don't have any abilities that I can use anymore either. You know, I've used them all up, too. Well, my encounters and dailies are all gone. Mm-hmm.
So, you need healed? Your dog needs healed? Who needs healed? What?
My wolf needs healed.
Poor dog is in, like, three pieces.
Gets a healing surge plus one.
Oh, wait, but I already spent my healing surges.
It only gets
so
one?
Plus one.
It has two. So, I get
okay.
one.
Okay, so, yeah.
Woo!
I think we need to make a strategic retreat.
I think this is a fairly good defensible position. We barricade that door, and we wait here.
What about this door?
Where's that other little guy that we left behind?
Barricade that door, too.
What about the little guy we left in the other room?
Actually, barricading ourselves in the torture room would probably be the safest.
Yeah, there's no exit.
That would make a better plan.
Alright.
We'll go barricade ourselves in the torture chamber of the prison.
Alright, so you guys go back to the torture room and barricade.
Well, we're going to loot first.
Yeah, obviously, I figured that. Sadly, you're not getting anything that Belgrond had on him because it's got flame shifting
right now. So we hear the shivering and we look back and his stuff appears.
Yeah.
Yet, well, there's bits of him still with it.
Okay. Oh.
It's like something out of one of those bad movies where they're trying to teleport.
In your looting frenzy.
Hang on.
I'm frenzied. The church is near starting. Ah! You get an extra attack.
Okay, I'll take this.
Okay, I make my 3 plus 4 save.
I'm slow with the little thingy. And, Ops 2007.
The little thingy, huh?
Yes, Nathan, we know you're slow.
We know you're slow. You're special.
With the little thingy.
He's slow with the little thingy.
You think after this many years of practice, you'd go faster.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let's see.
He's gone blind too many times.
Well, there's four of the javelins that went to the drain.
That's pretty bad.
Okay, so we've got 3 javelins left. Let me hear how many javelins they have before I figure out how many he's got.
Oh, roll one for the one that hit me.
You ready?
I'm gone.
On the sharpshooters, you are going to get, you'll get 3 short swords, 3 more crossbows, a total of 41 bolts, 3 suits of leather armor.
Can't spell suits.
It sweets you.
Okay.
You mean suits me? Yes, sweets you.
On the goblin cutters, you are going to manage to recover 8 suits of leather armor and 8 more short swords.
I had someone once ask me if the scar right here was because I was cutting myself. I'm like, well, if you cut it, burning yourself with an iron, yes.
On the 5 goblin warriors, you get 5 spears.
That's all right. I got the same thing for that.
Iron suck.
I fell through a window.
Okay, so it wasn't.
I managed to recover a total of 21 javelins.
Hey!
Wow.
That's quite the positive thing.
Wow,
yes, but it was when I was 7 years
old. I don't think he's going to be able to fit all those in his thing.
His gullet?
Yeah.
I'm going to start disassembling leather armor and just carry the leather.
Right, so where's our oxen cart that we need to load all this shit in?
That's what we call a cart.
I think it's the dwarves, because the dwarves are not encumbered. Just like, oh, God!
Boy, this dwarven wagon moves slow.
Do you want to pull?
Yeah, mule. Yeah.
Reach back with my warhammer. Kneecap someone. But all the higher I can reach on a backswing.
And basically in sort of beyond these rooms. Back here there is an actual room that's got some crates and whatnot in it, but it's nothing valuable. No ale.
Give it!
It's got to be around here somewhere.
Some of the goblins basically were staying behind some more tapestries, and there's another room down here where it was basically the same thing. There's actually some beds set up, and then back in this room is was Belgron's flat. You guys can give me a perception check.
I was going to say, is there a sort of exit from there? Because we had a goblin escape back in there.
No, we didn't.
No, he got killed.
I don't know.
No, there's one right around the corner.
Yeah, there's one that escaped 28. Earlier.
Now, for perception, do I roll and then add my passive perception, or do I roll and then add something else?
You add your perception.
Your perception, which would be a number. Mine's a plus 11.
Why is
it 11 instead? Plus 10. I'm sorry, plus 10. So
okay.
It's
27. Okay, and you will find a secret door in that room.
Oh, guys, I found a place we can go into.
Yes. As well as, in his room, you do find a few casks of what sounds like sloshing alcoholic liquid. And a chest.
Amazing,
you can
hear the alcohol through the barrel.
Well, it is more of an ale.
We're like...
Yeah, it's more of an ale.
Oh, yeah.
It's like peeling paint off the wall.
Yeah.
From inside the barrel.
The humans' brains are melting out through their nose when they sniff it. They're like...
And you guys are like... Ooh, peppy.
Yeah, we're like... It's been corked. Okay. Damn it. It'll have to
better,
do.
Better than the human crap.
Break open the chest.
Yes, there is a...
I have a higher strength than you.
There is
really?
A chest.
Yes.
Let me break open the chest. Okay. You said it's locked?
It is a locked chest.
I have thievery.
Yeah. I have a skill rank of 1.
Anybody have good thievery?
I got a 2.
I call it a 4. Warhammer.
Bust it open already.
Do it.
What do I need to do, Ethan?
Put on all the armor.
Somehow I don't think the armor's going to help.
I don't know. Chests make me nervous.
Yes, stand back. Stand back. I've got some chance of surviving this, I hope.
You can do it.
Some horrific death by shiny bits.
If not, I've got a healing potion somewhere in my bag, I think. I think I bought one of those way back in the day.
Yeah, but you still have healing surges.
But if I go down, I can't use them.
You have a second
How about you let somebody else
Again,
do it?
If I go down, I can't use that.
You could let somebody
I can use
else
an inspiring
break.
Word while you're on the ground.
What does that do?
Gives you 5 hit points.
Gives you your healing surgeon.
There we go. That works.
No! Let me begin reciting to you as you go, no, must stand up to shut him up.
You need to give me a strength attack. Strength check.
I rolled a 15.
I got a 20.
I rolled a 4.
And he's like...
You're like, stand back.
You're like, no, stand back, I can do it. Tink. Oh, I give up.
And I go, okay, 20.
You just pick the thing up, go... Gold goes...
That work?
That works.
As well as a wand about you. Mm.
Grab it, hand it back to Will Belda. Lost a pencil at me. I was like,
plus wand.
Counting through everything, and yes, the wand is magical.
I kind of figured.
The chest contains 560 gold pieces.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Can we retire after this one's done?
And right now you have a magical wand and some magical leather armor that you have been to uncover so far.
So we found 560 gold, right? Mm-hmm. Let's add that into our other gold.
He's rich.
Oh. Nathan, you want to add these things to the list, too?
Hang on.
Let me know when you're ready.
7.
I'll just hand him the list.
Oh, my handwriting.
We have 1,175 gold pieces total and 200 silver pieces.
Here, add these to the list. Don't add the wand, because I'm pretty sure I already did, but...
Magic leather armor?
Yep, I don't know what magic, but I know it's magic somewhere.
Magic leather armor, iron... What's that?
Poker.
Why did we take the iron
I'm
poker?
I'm pretty sure we would have left it there.
You never know. You're coming handy.
It's still in the room that we're barricading ourselves in, so...
36 crossbow bolts?
Right.
Yep.
And the secret door opens to a
more leather armor.
To stairs that go down to a dark hallway.
Dun dun dun
dun dun dun.
Creepy, dude.
So yes.
Wait for it.
Anyway.
It's the end of the episode. We hear some sound down there. Everybody get back! You know how all the episodes always end.
The doctor's here.
Sorry.
Okay, we have 1,230 gold pieces, 250 silver pieces.
Wow.
Wow. Guess what? We can afford one person a plus two magic item. And then we'd be broke.
Pretty much.
I'm not kidding.
Does that mean we can get two people a plus one magic item?
No, because a plus two magic item is actually not that much more expensive than a plus one. Plus one starts off at like 750 and it goes up to like 1,200.
You're going to need to go find yourself someone who can make magic items first.
Yeah, so...
And you're not going to find that in Brookhall.
Nope.
This frickin' podunk backwater town.
It's not that bad. It is a podunk backwater town.
They're all spies. They almost die.
You know, that does solve the problem of finding the spy. Just kill everybody.
All right.
Kill them all. Let the gods sort them out.
Kill them all. Let gods sort them out.
Let the gods.
Let the gods sort them out.
More than one god in this world.
Dude.
Dude, that's pretty
chaotic.
Mean.
That's pretty, that's pretty, dude. All right. So you have found some Dwarven ale.
How many? How much?
You find two casks of Dwarven
ale. One for you, one for me.
Did you write that down?
Two casks of ale.
Two casks.
No, don't write that down. I'm drinking it.
Dwarven Amontillado.
Two casks of Dwarven Amontillado.
All right.
I begin breaking over the dungeon.
So are you guys... What is the plan, guys?
We're going to fall back to the torture room.
And lovely torture room, right?
Barricade ourselves in for an extended rest.
Okay. With our little friend again.
Splug's not there.
Oh, he's left.
He left. He's a fucking coward.
He's like, you're leaving me alone? Fuck you, I'm out. So Splug ran away.
Good job, guys.
I warned him. If I find him in the dungeon, I am killing him. I told him, find somewhere sunny with trees. If you're here in the dungeon, I will kill you.
All right. So you go back to the lovely place to sleep. I'm assuming you guys are setting up watches.
Yes. And barricading the doors.
Okay, how are you barricading the door?
With everything in the room. Giant iron cauldron, torture table.
Do the doors open inward or outward?
This one's going to open inward.
Okay, so we'll barricade the door from being open from the outside with, like, something through the handle to block it. And then we'll
iron poker.
Yep, iron poker. And then we're going to move the torture table, the rack table, in front of the door.
And we will literally stack everything we can from the room in front of the door.
Okay. You do so.
And do a quick, thorough search to make sure there's no other entrances.
Yeah.
You spend a while going through that room, and you're positive that there is no other way into this room.
Okay, good. And I'm going to heal anything that if you have even a point of damage, I'm healing you.
Okay, I'm down 3.
Okay, you just use the healing surge, you're better. And how many hit points is your puppy down?
It's at 15 of 36.
Okay.
Damn!
I'm using Cure Light Wounds, and that means he gets points as if he had used the healing surge, plus 5.
Okay.
Well, what do the watches look like then?
I'll take first watch.
I'll take second.
I'll take third.
Good, I'm sleeping. Me and my cask of Dwarven Ale are going to bed.
Rogar, are you sleeping?
Yeah, he's not gonna.
Just go to bed already.
Alright, so 3 watches.
Come here. Let's drink our sorrows away.
That'll be 12 hours.
Here, have a glass.
I see. You're going to get me drunk and then rape me in my sleep.
Would that be such a bad fate?
I like my.
Once you go dwarf, you never go back.
I like my pelvis.
Mortal women aren't that hard. Well, now that you mention it.
There was that fracture I had.
Anyway, and Nathan, you have first watch, so give me a perception check, please.
29.
Alrighty. You know, you're everyone is sleeping as soundly as they can.
Crying.
I'm sure you guys, you know, make Clark sleep way back in the back cell. Far away from
yep.
you.
Yes,
you
did. I'm pretty sure we can use his sounds by now and his smells.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not just standing in a single place. I'm patrolling the place.
You're patrolling the room, I know. Do you guys take the big cauldron off of the fire? Or,
oh, yeah.
Because
you know there's a boiling man in there.
It's not a man, it's a hobgoblin. That's well, no man, that's a hobgoblin.
There's chunks of it missing, so apparently Splug took several chunks of him before he left.
That's okay, he's barricading the door.
Okay. In fact, there's probably a giant cauldron in front of the door now.
Yes.
Table on top of it, leaning on the side, you know. And
so it's like the Blues Brothers, you just put everything.
Yeah.
It's like, during the night, you're in an ancient keep, and you hear as the night goes on, just like wailing sounds.
Oh, somewhere. For the love of God, Rogar, shut up!
Wailing sounds, sort of echoing through the halls out there.
Go over and kick him.
Occasionally, you hear what sounds like a scraping sound on the door outside. And just like, you know, sounds that you're pretty sure are just, you know, just your mind playing tricks with you, that sort of thing. Becca, give me your perception.
17.
During your watch, sort of much the same, you hear what sounds like this wailing sound coming from deep within, somewhere within the keep, as well as what you would say sounds like the sharpening of a sword somewhere, and this dripping sound.
Like moisture? Like a cave?
Third watch, Becca.
Becca.
Becca. Beth. Betha.
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 10. I'm oblivious as usual.
She falls asleep.
We're a stranger ever.
We're not in the forest anymore.
I don't like these rocks. I hope my Bob is okay.
Dungeoneering, I'm like, these rocks are of a sedimentary type rather than igneous. They were. All right. You guys are like, shut the hell up.
The rest of the night goes by without incident, and you guys awake. After your extended rest, you have had your extended rest. You need an endurance check from you.
14. Do I modify that with anything? Like my constitution or anything?
It's just a.
I got a 14.
Whatever your endurance skill is.
Endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 20.
Okay. When you wake up, your vision is blurry, and like things more than about 30 feet away from you are kind of fuzzy.
Hey, welcome to the world of glasses.
What the hell?
Did you drink too much last night?
I didn't drink any last night.
Well, that's your problem.
And you're still down one, and all your healing surges refresh, except you're still down one.
All of the healing surges refresh.
Except one for me. Why are you targeting me?
I need two more surges.
You should have thought of that before we left.
Meh, 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 meh.
But I only had 9 to start with.
Well, fine.
God.
All right.
I told you a night with a dwarf and some ale would do you wonders.
Yeah, you I do have to say it's a fairly good morning.
So yeah, you just don't, good morning. You just don't feel well.
He comes out saying, "Oh, what a beautiful morning!"
Well, no, I'm not that. He's not super happy.
Oh.
He's only.
Do they have super happy on there? Oh.
Grinning eyeball to eyeball.
I slept well after that.
When did you wake up, Dad?
Are you doing okay over there? I would like to do a medical check, a heal check, if you will, to see if there's anything physically wrong with him. That would be a 25.
Oh, he's got something. Something. Some sort of disease. He's contracted something. You're not sure what.
I'm not sure what you stepped in, but you're not doing so good.
Ah, I believe you have the case. I believe you have a case of the clog.
Why am I not surprised? The hell, did I get hit with mummy rot? Fuck.
No, it would be that maybe.
No, we wouldn't have noticed you not waking us up off our watch. Make a check each minute. Go for it.
Hell did I get hit with?
All right, let's work on unbarricading this door and getting out of here.
It's funny how endurance actually affects, or armor affects your endurance when you sleep. Even when you're not wearing the armor, your endurance is affected by an armor penalty. It makes no sense to me. See? It says armor penalty.
It's always assumed that you're wearing armor, though, but you can go ahead and add two, because I'm assuming
it'd be a 22. Yeah, I don't sleep in my armor.
Don't feel wonky.
Of course I do, because it has like a DC 40.
No, it's only 26.
Yeah, impossible for me to pass.
The natural 20.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Hobgoblin.
Clark,
good boy, good boy. Who wants a hand? Here you go, fetch!
Does that seem strange to you?
He's happy. I say it's a better thing over the depressed.
Yeah, you wake up, you've got this slimy film all over you.
Oh, makes the skin feel... It makes the scales open.
Scales don't breathe, dumbass.
Oh, well, says you. Look at you. You don't have a single one.
Bad touch.
Clark brings you a bowl.
Made out of the skull of the hobgoblin.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Fantastic. I've been
There's
eating
broth
one.
From the cauldron in there.
Oh.
Well, it's not as though I'm from the same animal kingdom. It's a mammal. I mean, I'm a
Clark
lizard.
Goes back over and... Hops into the cauldron.
Oh, interesting! Oh! Ah! Delicious!
Leaving the rest of the door.
Ah, yes! Come, let's leave before we all get to the Clark!
Right.
I'm perfectly willing to go now. So, let's go.
I'm trying to, but the GM won't let me.
In the cauldron that weren't there last night. All right, well, you open the door. There's not an army of goblins outside.
Does the door show any physical signs of damage?
Nope.
Okay. Then...
let's go check out that secret passageway. Yeah.
All right. Down into a stairway.
You go back into Melgaron's flat. And open the secret passage, which is a...
She has to leave at 9.
Dark stairs, going down.
If you don't feel good, you can stand behind me. Okay?
Ah, oh, yes, I'm feeling quite well. Oh, got some fortitude in me! I can take the front.
Uh-oh.
That's strange, too.
Oh, got a lot off my chest yesterday. Oh, yes, thank you.
Are you rubbing his chest?
I don't know what he's rubbing.
His shoulders. Clark is shorter than the dragon.
Mostly everyone in the group is shorter than the dragon. Let's see, half elf, elf, and two dwarves, and a frog. Yeah.
Just rubbing up again.
I think I insulted him.
I said a half elf. Oh, yes,
you are. I'm a shifter.
Oh, yes, you are a shifty.
You can have him.
All right, so I'm going to... I think me and him are headed down the stairs.
Yeah, I'm... Clark puts his head on his shoulder.
I think Clark's gay.
Or I think girl. Clark's a girl.
All right, well, you go back to Bogron's flat, and there's the stairs. The stairs lead down to...
He's happy.
Oh. You should see my role, obnoxiously happy.
The dark stairs lead down to about a 10x10 landing that ends in a wall.
Ah! We found the wall! I'd ask for the ranger to search for a secret door, but I don't have to!
And that door, the wall swings open into another hallway.
Ah, yeah. Good shifter!
The hallway that is at the base of another...
Are you sure you're not a dungeon druid?
You're at a T intersection. You can go east or west. If you go west, you're going upstairs to a single door. If you go east, there is a passageway that turns south, and a passageway that continues east into a very large room.
Let's go this way.
I think we should go to the up door. One first. Yeah,
the single door.
Yeah. It's over there.
Well,
you go up the stairs to the single door.
It's between her
feet. I will lean.
Mm-hmm. So you go upstairs.
Whoa!
Onward and upward.
Open up that door, and you're back in the area where you first met the goblins.
Ah, good. We walked around in a giant circle. Fantastic. Back down the stairs.
Now, there was one more set of doors up on this level.
Ah, well, let's go look at that. We don't want to leave any enemies at our back.
Just saying.
The GM's just saying.
God just goes, that's crazy.
This voice echoes to the corridor, shaking the very ground.
Let's go do that. There might be survivors or more goblins or, I don't know, maybe a dragon. I could talk to him, discuss.
I could go for more ale.
I will follow him because he's going to get himself hurt.
All right, and it's back in that back in the room with.
A little bit back here. Loading.
I got diseased by those damn rats.
Rats.
What rats?
The rats from the pit. Don't you guys remember?
Right. Squeak.
This is back in the room where you first encountered those sharpshooters. There's these double doors back here.
Let's go check them out.
Fantastic.
Now, when you said we came down that secret passageway and there was an option to go east and west, what was the other way? I thought maybe I misunderstood.
No, we went up first. One of the directions went up. And we went that way first. And it took us back out here.
Looking back the way you guys go, this is where you come out. This is back up to that
area. Okay.
You can go this way into a very large room, and then there's another pathway that goes south. It looks like it has stairs going down.
Gotcha. Okay, let's go explore the other doors.
Okay, well, you go over to those doors. Go over to those doors, and open
voila.
Up two stairs going down.
Oh, look, the fog of war is going away. Fantastic. I always hate that on those maps.
Isn't there a cheat to turn that off somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah. Stairs going walk. Down. Stairs going down. Rough-hewn stairs going down. And then big room.
Let's go investigate the big room first.
Agreed.
Okay, well, a good leader listens to his followers. Come!
All right.
How much ale did you give him last night?
I drank half a barrel. I figured I had to save some for tonight.
You come into a large room.
No, nothing's bothering me.
That is a big room.
That seems to be...
Oh, there's a giant tree in the middle of it.
The third room, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
This room looks like a disaster. Here and there, remnants of the original floor stand like short towers protruding from a depression. Narrow wooden planks connect the patches of original floor, and a few goblins used to be toiling around in here. There's obvious signs of digging. There are a couple shovels and picks that are sort of lying about. And looking around, you see a chest on this back platform.
Well, I get the feeling it's trapped.
Fantastic.
I'll get it.
I will come with you.
Stay back.
The chest, I should, I'll go with
but
you.
But you see, there are these sort of islands and there are planks between them. Mm-hmm. And down here is where a lot of, looks like excavation of some kind has been going on.
I'm going to go poke the chest. Nobody get too close.
And this is a ramp down to that level, and these are just the islands that are.
I guess I will be on the island just behind him.
Okay, you guys come in on this one.
So. Yeah, is the chest locked?
Well, you go on up, and there's the chest.
Okay, I'm going to kind of stand to the side and see if I can lift the lid. Mm-hmm.
Is it a large chest? Is it a well endowed? Is it a bit smaller? Maybe athletic size.
No,
poking it.
I'm going to stand to the side and try and lift the lid. It opens?
Mm-hmm.
Anything in the chest?
Yes, looks like. There's a lot of dust and dirt in it.
Clearly.
But it looks like
a lot of things that have been dug up. You see some gold glinting in there, and then you see this some sort of a disc symbol or some such that's in there as well.
Okay, well, I will collect the valuable contents and leave the dust.
Sort of sift through. Sort of get the impression that this is stuff they probably found down there and thrown in here because there's still. It's obvious that this stuff is dirty and has been excavated or dug up, basically.
Now, this disc, I'd like to do a quick examination. What is it a disc of?
You,
say 16 on Arcana, if that helps. Or should I give religion? That's a 16 on religion.
You,
religion, too.
Or sort of brushing it off, you know, and it's say,
you
say, did you roll religion? I'm sorry.
I rolled, and either way, my arcana and religion are the same bonus.
You need to roll religion for it.
So. Okay. That's even better. That's a 20.
All right. It is this symbol, which you recognize as a symbol that he has on. Or, who is it you're a follower of, to be determined?
I follow the Pantheon.
Okay. Well, then you wouldn't recognize it as a symbol he's got on him, but it's a... What'd you get in your religion check?
20.
It's looks like it's one of the dragon god symbols, but you're not sure which one.
Okay. I'll bring that over. How much gold did we collect out of the chest?
There's about 22 gold in there.
22 gold. And I'm assuming the gold and the symbol was the only thing of any real worth.
Yeah, the rest of it just looked like junk.
Okay. A good dragon friend, sir.
Yes.
Does this symbol mean anything to you? Do you recognize it at all?
Ah! That's Andralan, copper dragon, god of warriors and weather.
Oh, that's right. I was a little bit weak on the dragon gods. Unfortunately, not my strong point. I found it there in the chest. Apparently, they dug it up somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic.
And it is, with your arcana check, it is magical.
And I would... can I make... I didn't think to do it. Never mind. I was thinking I could have spent time last night examining the items.
Your arcana checks for it.
Natural 20.
Give me another one.
That would be a 26.
All right. The leather armor you found is hide armor. It's actually hide armor. And it's +1 blood cut hide armor.
Someone cut the mean? Blood.
Mm-hmm. As a daily power, you can, as a minor action, when bloodied, use it to gain resist all 10 until the end of your next turn.
Resist all 10?
Basically, you resist 10 points of damage from all kinds of damage until the end of your next turn.
That's maxi.
+1 blood cut hide. The symbol is a +1 symbol of battle. Grants a +1 enhancement bonus to attack rolls and damage rolls, deals an additional d8 damage on a critical hit when used with divine powers that have the implement keyword, and also has a power that can be used as a free action. When you hit with a power that uses this holy symbol, deal an extra d8 damage. This power recharges automatically when you reach
the milestone. Do we need to spray the water so it does those?
I'll get you cards for this. So.
Thank you.
And the wand you found is just a +1 magic wand.
So it just
+1 bonus to attack rolls and damage rolls and features with arcane powers.
Yeah, it's an implement for arcane casters.
All right, now that symbol sounds like it might be something I could use, although it's not my holy symbol. Is that... Would that be something I could use and give me bonuses?
Yeah, you could use it.
Okay, so...
It's between you and your god, really.
I'll have to talk
Which is the god that you court? Court probably wouldn't care too much, as it's...
Doesn't kick ass!
Copper dragon god of warriors and weather, so...
Warriors and weather, wrestling, strength, it works.
That's okay.
Okay, so it does... You'll have to give me the recap on what the symbol of battle does. It's a plus one symbol of battle.
Symbol of battle. Plus one to attack and damage to divine powers that use the implement keyword. So whatever powers you have implement, you're using this with. And it gets a plus one to attack and damage. It's like a plus one weapon. If you crit with it, it deals an additional d8 damage.
Okay.
Which is not maximized. You have to roll the damage still.
Right.
And as a free action, you can activate the power to deal an additional D8 damage with an attack.
And that's once per day, right?
Yes. Well, once per milestone, so it's like every two encounters, roughly. At the start of the day, you're going to have one use. Once you use it, you can't use it in the next combat, but the combat after that, if you haven't rested, it'll recharge.
Okay.
But like I said,
every other encounter. All right. Cool. That cool.
Thank you.
It's cool.
So where does implement pop in
here? Okay, so we come over here and look at...
What is it? What weapon means? Or
keywords. That one doesn't have one. Divine and weapon. Divine healing weapon.
Here's implement.
Divine implement, radiant, divine healing... Divine healing, radiant weapon. Divine healing, implement.
Okay, so I can only use them with the implements.
Correct. The other ones are using a weapon on. You're not using the implement.
Okay.
So turn undead and bacon of hope.
Bacon.
You can do it.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, let's go explore the other stairwell.
Which of the stairwell? The one
back in the main room.
Back in the main room. The doors or the
doors.
The stairwell is right.
The doors.
Let's just go to the one right next to us.
Okay.
So we don't have to keep walking back and forth.
All right. To the one next to us then. The one closest to this room. I should count to three.
Yep. All right.
One, two, five. Three, sir. Three.
You go down the stairs. The finely worked stairs and flagstones of the dungeon give you way to a wide natural cavern. The ceiling drips with dozens of stalactites, and the floor rises unevenly with loose rocks and stalagmites. The rocks and debris become thicker to the east and west, and both directions offer only narrow paths of unobstructed terrain. Everyone give me a perception check, please.
13.
What'd you get, Mike?
8.
18!
Okay.
15. And he got a 29.
Okay, well. He's not here. So, you come down here and you hear the chattering of large rats, and you spot them darting in and out of shadows.
We found some rats. Can you speak with them?
Me?
You are druid. And you obviously appear to be some sort of dungeon druid with the efficiency in which you work down here.
I don't think I can speak.
Ah, the world is being erased.
Quiet, who?
No, I cannot speak with the rats.
Can you charm them? Can you play a flute and they dance for you?
I don't think rats really dance.
Well, maybe you can play some sort of flute and lead them out of the dungeon.
Let's just kill them.
Oh, all right.
Rats will reproduce quickly if they get in our way. Let's just dispatch them.
Have a dungeon time.
Is that from the Arcane Towers?
No, actually. I've got a bunch.
Awesome.
Well, I found one set at Half Price Books for $5. It's like...
Yoink.
Alright. Okay. So you want me to keep this the same orientation? Just to keep things good so you're coming down this way, or do you want the stairs on this end? But or do you care?
Right. Don't care.
We'll adapt. If we don't, we die. Yes, that is a book holder for books. There's nothing interesting in there.
Connect the dots. No, no, no.
Michael, I'm sorry. We took a vote. You have to die.
Oh, okay.
It will appease the harvest.
Go to Anonymous.
It was anonymous, what?
Got you. Yes.
It's okay. We'll have some good apple cider this year. By the way, that was an awesome Supernatural episode.
I haven't seen any of the new season yet.
Season
really?
5?
Nope.
Season 5 is fantastic.
That's what I need to add in it.
Yes.
Well, I think anything related to Supernatural is fantastic.
Well, we've got an early renewal for next season.
Good.
Though... Eric Kripke's leaving the show, so...
Who?
What?
The creator of the show.
Oh.
He's not going to be running the show anymore.
Why?
He wants to do other stuff.
Okay.
I, for one, am worried about that.
But yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because the CW was notorious for fucking shit up after showrunners leave.
This is a really big room.
Well, not...
Jeezy, crazy.
This is supposed to... It's a natural cavern. It's formed naturally at right angles.
I was going to say, it's very boxy for being natural.
It is. It's all natural. It's man-enhanced. It's not man-made.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you doing, cat?
Or in some cases, goblin-enhanced.
Or dwarven-enhanced.
Oh, I see. Toss your fuzzball in there.
What the hell are you doing? You just get your baby end up in the box.
Now she's worried about it. She's like, he dropped it on his head.
Is your toy?
Holy cow.
Is your toy?
Hello!
Where's it going?
We got a little kitten tower for our kittens. It's got one of those little cloth things that go up a couple levels. When you put a little dingle ball on top, the cats will sit in the bottom of it, jump up, and swap the top level. And the dingle ball goes flying. It's very funny.
It's like a shark striking from below.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Probably a lot more cute and adorable.
Oh, I'm hoping.
That's not a good sign.
It's okay. I'm used to zoning load times. I played it before.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production
of a Monty Cook adventure.
Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.